Photo, I'm Antifa, feds arrest Minnesota leftist accused of threatening to kill ICE agents. By Amy Furr on February 6, 2026. Federal officials arrested a leftist who claims to be a member of Antifa in Minnesota on Thursday regarding alleged death threats against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. The suspect is identified as 37-year-old Kyle Wagner of Minneapolis, who allegedly had an Instagram account where he encouraged people to confront and attack ICE agents, Fox News reported. On January 8, 2026, Wagner posted a video stating, "We are effing coming for you," directed at ICE agents. Prosecutors allege he urged followers to get your guns too. Sick, federal agents and suggested identifying agents even if it had to be done at the barrel of a gun, the report said. When he was taken into custody, the suspect was wearing a hoodie with the words "I'm Antifa" printed on it. Wagner was arrested on federal threat and cyberstalking charges. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, Office of Public Affairs said in a news release Thursday. Authorities said Wagner has referred to federal officers as the Gestapo and murderers. The news of his arrest comes as President Donald Trump's administration works to remove criminal illegal aliens from American communities. Leftists have rioted and protested against those lawful operations. In a statement regarding Wagner's arrest, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "This man allegedly doxxed and called for the murder of law enforcement officers, encouraged bloodshed in the streets, and proudly claimed affiliation with the terrorist organization Antifa before going on the run. Today's arrest illustrates that you cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot evade our federal agents. If you come for law enforcement, the Trump administration will come for you." In January, journalist Andingo reported Wagner was previously a cross-dressing activist. U.S. Attorney Jerome F. Gorgon referenced a Bible verse, Proverbs 16:27, when he issued a statement about Wagner's arrest. He said, "We know that a worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. And Wagner's alleged actions were an attempt to spread fire into our peaceful community. That is not going to happen."